This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our recent studies, we have considered how Jesus lived his life with a keen awareness about how to use his time wisely. We have also begun to consider what he said about our use of time. He clearly reminded us that it is time to work for God. He said in John 9:4, "As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work." The time for doing what God called us to do individually and together is ebbing away. Only God knows when the time of opportunity will end. If we're going to do what God has called us to, we'd better do it now. If we put it off, we might find our opportunity will have ended. Jesus, the light of the world, promised he would not leave us or forsake us. He would be with us through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, whom all that trust in Jesus receive. In all humility, then, let us walk in the light. That is, let us order our lives so that the light of Jesus' presence might shine through us into this dark and disillusioned world. We are to let our light so shine before men that they will see our good works and glorify God because of what they see him doing in and through us. These good works are those characterized by tangibly helping meet the needs of those hurting around us. So let us remember what Jesus taught us. It is time to worship, to work, and to walk in a way that would honor and glorify him and further his kingdom. I've got some good news for you. You can order my latest book, Unlocking the Mystery of the Ages, by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.